surprise, surprise, the latest figures on national unemployment were not those expected by the experts who had been predicting maybe 125,000 jobs to be created in June. Guess what? It was 18,000. Joining us live, Jill Schlesinger of CBSMoneyWatch.com. All right, Jill, my glass is half empty.
I know, and you are good at that half-empty thing. This one, there is no silver lining, I must say. So the title of my blog post on MoneyWatch.com is June Jobs, Another Lousy Report. And it was lousy. Only 18,000 jobs were created last month. And, you know, I think people got a little ahead of themselves with expectations after some data came out a little bit better than expected. But, look, the first half of the year and the second quarter, it's just been really slow growth, and employers don't want to hire people.
The president's going to be coming out in about an hour or two, a little more than that, to talk about this. I mean, how do you put any kind of a spin on this from the White House?
I don't know. So one of the editors at CBSNews.com just asked me that same question. What's he going to say? I said, this is a tough one. I mean, there is not there's not bright enough lipstick to put on this pig, because there is really nothing to say that, you know, gosh, jobs were lost pretty much in every area that, you know, are slowing down. Job growth is slowing down in every area. We know the government, 39,000 jobs were eliminated in government. 500,000 government jobs have been eliminated, by the way, since September of 2008. There's just, like, no area of encouragement. So, I mean, the best he can say is, well, gee, we ought to be, you know, sort of slogging forward and doing what we can do. But that's about it. There's not much more to say.
What's the chance that maybe they got blindsided? Because as we know, leading up to the report this morning, everybody was saying, all the experts out there who spend time and money figuring this out said, it's going to be great. We're going to have, you know, this great employment figure, 125, maybe 130,000 jobs are going to be created. And the president makes the announcement that he's going to talk about this before the numbers come out.
Yeah.
Maybe a surprise there at the White House this morning?
I don't know, but I mean, I would have always imagined that, you know, that the president would have the numbers from the Labor Department before he makes such announcements. And maybe he decided that it's such a rotten report, I better be out there in front of it. And that could be the other thing. I just don't know what he's going to say. Look, there's something pretty disturbing going on. Not only is it that we're not creating a lot of jobs, but wage growth is stagnating. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a job, and, you know, you better feel lucky right now, you know, we're seeing, like, honestly, wage growth is kind of below 2%. That's really terrible. It's about the worst it's been in the post-war period. So I think that if you don't have a job, it's tough. You've got a lot of company, 14.1 million Americans. If you do have a job, man, hang on to it and spend less money, because you're not going to get a big increase.
Well, here's what I think the president's going to say, and I think actually it fits into his plan, because earlier this month, late last month, he's been, you know, accusing the Congress of sitting on their hands on bills that he says would create jobs. There's your spin this morning. You say, here's another example of how we're not getting jobs created in this economy, and the Congress is sitting there, sitting on their hands, i.e. the Republicans. They need to move.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, but, you know, it just doesn't take the pain away for 14.1 million people. And I don't really understand. They could be sitting on their hands, but there's not that much they can do. There's no capacity in this country for a big government spending plan to spur jobs. That's done. We already had that. So now you're stuck in this place where, if we're going to be, like, worrying about the debt and the deficit, which are really important things, then we are stuck in this jobless, wageless recovery, which, you know, you can read more about it at MoneyWatch.com. But I got to tell you something. It doesn't look like we're going to make tons of progress, and it's probably going to be another 3 or 4 years before we get back to where we were before the recession hit.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes, the market's going to go kerthud.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe the market got ahead of itself, too. You know, yeah. You got to be very careful about that.
All right, Jill, appreciate your time. Have
Take
a great
care.
Weekend.
You too.
Jill Schlesinger there at CBSMoneyWatch.com.